ジャパニーズポット101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to the All About Japanese series at JapanesePod101.com, where you'll learn all about Japanese in Japan, such as the writing system, grammar and pronunciation, as well as Japanese traditions, culture, and society in a fun and educational format. To get more free Japanese lessons, go to JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. Signing up takes less than 10 seconds, and you'll find more great lessons just like this one.
All About Japanese Lesson 13.Learn Japanese phrases your teacher will never teach you. Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to JapanesePod101.com.
Okay, I'm telling you right now, this lesson is really fun.
Because we'll go over some phrases that your teacher might not teach you.
Now, we don't want you to get the wrong idea. You're not going to find any swear words or really bad words or anything like that here.
Just some Japanese phrases that are just a little too slangy.To be introduced in the regular lesson.
Now, these are words, though, that you'll encounter a lot in Japanese.
A lot. In Japan, you'd probably hear them every day.
They're really that common.
So, if you're ready to learn some fun Japanese, let's get started.
The first phrase we'll go over is...
Great. Awesome.
すごい。すごい。ごい、すごい、
すごい、すごい、すごい、すごい。
Now, this means awesome, great. But I think one of the best translations is just wow.
すごい。
You'll hear this word all the time.
Right. When people hear or see something interesting or unusual,Usually, the first reaction would be, すごい!
Like, oh, hey, Naomi-sensei, I just won the lotto.
すごい! Just like that.
That's all I get for winning the lotto? Naomi-sensei, come on, it would be a nice long one, like a nice prolonged, すごい!
You're right. Some people prolong the second syllable, ご, like, すごい!
And sometimes people even use it if there's nothing really amazing about what they just heard.
It just become a habit to say it.
So you can usually tell by their tone of voice. Naomi-sensei, I won the lottery.
Ah, すごい.
So if they don't sound impressed, they probably aren't.
Right.
Okay, next we have...
Stupid, idiot, or fool.
Baka. Ba.か、バカ。
バカ。ば、か、バカ。
Now, be very careful who you say this to.
Right.
In fact, it might be better to not use it at all, but it's a good one to know anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the situation and how it's used, this word can come off as a strong insult or a playful joke.
That's right. It all depends on how the person uses it.
If you're really angry and you call someone,
baka,
that's pretty harsh. Now, if you're just joking around with your friends and you use it, it comes off as playful. Now, if you watch anime, this is something you'll come across again and again.
I agree.
Okay, next we have...
Lie.
Uso. Uso. Uso.
Uso.嘘。
嘘。嘘。
Literally means lie, as in to tell a lie. But when used as an exclamation like,
嘘.
It's pretty close to saying something like, no way, or you're kidding.
Right. Basically, it's used when you're really surprised or shocked by something.
Like you just can't believe it.
Right. But in most cases, you don't actually think that...What the person is saying is a lie.
So if someone responds to something you say with, so, don't worry, they're not actually calling you a liar or anything like that. Okay, now onto some slang used by young people. Just note that all of these phrases are very, very informal.
Mm.
So you want to be a little careful when using them, although these phrases may fade out after some time, because what young people are saying always is changing. But for now, they should be good. So just be a little careful.
The first one is 초.
This is a prefix you can attach to an adjective when you really want to emphasize it.
Like 초 바카. As we learned, 바카 means stupid. So 초 바카 means something like really stupid or so foolish.
Complete idiot. Or it could get strong, again, depending on if you're using it playfully or in a context where it could be interpreted wrong. So it's kind of used like English so, kind of like so stupid.
Or super stupid.
Yes. So that's what this prefix 초 does. Long vowel, 초.
Another slangy word is 야바이.
Now, the literal meaning of
야바이
is risky or chancy, but I think it strayed a bit away from its original meaning. 야바이 is interesting because it can be both good and bad.
That's true. It all depends on the context. So, for example, if you say that movie was 야바이, it could mean that it was 야바이 in a good way, like it was really cool or something. Or it could be 야바이 in a bad way. Maybe the acting was bad or something.
It's hard to know unless the person expands on it more.
야바이 is also used as an exclamation.
Kind of like, oh no, or oh shoot.
Right. 야바이. If you've just realized something bad.
야바이. I overslept or something like that.
Yeah, that's a 초 야바이 situation, isn't it?
Okay, next is
마지.
마지 is like 초 in that it comes before words to emphasize them.
You could combine it with the word we just learned and create 마지 야바이, for example.
Yeah, that's right. Whether it's good or bad, we don't know, but it's pretty whatever way it is.
Right. But 마지 is also used like 마지, which is a slangy way to say really?
It's based off the word 마지메, which is serious. Right. So it's kind of like, seriously?
So desu ne, right. Are you serious?
Interesting lesson. Okay, now we're going to go over some words that are called
相槌.
相槌 are words that you say in response to someone who is talking to show that you are listening and understand what the person is saying. 相槌 in Japanese are interesting because they're used really frequently. We have some equivalents in English, such as and okay. But we don't use them nearly as much.
Some people might use them after almost every sentence.
Saying nothing and just listening could be considered strange. So what are some common 相槌?
If you agree with the person, you can say so so.
Or even so 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 so.
That's right. A lot of people use it over and over.
I remember it sounded funny at first hearing all of these so's in a row. But I'm kind of used to hearing it.
You could also use 응, as in mm-mm. This is used more to show that you're just listening.
It's kind of a metric of how long you've been in Japan. If you're listening to someone speak and you start going, you've probably been here between 1 and 2 years. You start to subconsciously or unconsciously add in 相槌. Now, if you're impressed by what someone says, you can say,
へ.
You can use
へ
to show you're impressed or that you didn't know something.
It's used together a lot with すごい. So you can get へ すごい.
You definitely hear that one a lot.
Mm.
There was even a popular quiz show that introduced interesting facts, and the panelists rated them on how interesting they were by pressing a へ button.
I remember that show.
If you thought it was interesting, you would give it a lot of
heads.
So overall, what we introduced today are frequently used slang, but not appropriate for the classroom and not appropriate for every situation. So be aware of them, but be cautious when using them because using them in the wrong situation could create a couple of issues.
Right.
At this stage, absorb and recognize and acknowledge that you know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. See you.
Don't forget to visit JapanesePod101.com and sign up for your free lifetime account. It only takes 10 seconds, so go to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.